Mr. Simmons, is there a specific reason why you felt compelled to run for office this year? If elected, what are your top two priorities for the coming year, or what do you want to accomplish that you feel is not being accomplished at this point in time?
There is a number of challenges and opportunities waiting for the next assembly to address. And because a bunch were mentioned, I'm going to go to one that has not been mentioned. Abolish engineering requirement on residential construction. This doesn't mean it's going to change the codes. It doesn't mean it's going to be an unsafe home. It means it's going to be a lot less expensive for a low-income, medium-income family to build a home.
Ms. Lynch, housing costs in Kodiak are some of the highest in the state, due partly because of land availability for development. So if elected, what will you do to help solve this housing land issue?
Years ago, all we needed to do was ask the state of Alaska to open up land. So I'm suggesting we do that as one of our tools in our toolbox. The borough also needs to open a large parcel of land. We have several lots that are available within the Bells Flats, Menashka Bay area. More land equals more homes equals a larger tax base, as I already have said. Homeowners in starter homes would be able to upgrade. New home buyers would be able to move into starter homes. But the biggest thing is that we need to make staff have the land sale as a number one priority. So we recently have a resource manager rehired, have filled that position. That will be our key in keeping him on task and opening up some larger parcels.
Mr. Crow, same question for you, sir. The May 1st eviction deadline for people living in Jackson's trailer court is rapidly approaching. What will you do as an assembly member to further ease the transition of those to soon to lose their homes?
The borough assembly and the Planning and Zoning Commission and the department staff have been working very, very, very hard. We've relaxed the mobile home codes themselves so that the mobile home code parks themselves for the codes that allow anybody to make it a little bit easier for them to develop a park. And we're working on the RV park codes now. I think certainly open to any suggestions and not taking anything off the table to helping in any way we can. There are certain limitations on what the government can and can't do.
Mr. Stevens, do you think the other communities in the Kodiak Island Borough are being given the short shift by the Assembly, which dedicates the vast majority of its attention to the road systems issues?
The population in the villages is approximately 7% of the population of the borough. 93% is on the road system, all right? The tax base is far less than 7% in the villages. So realistically, are you going to devote the vast amount of your attention, 93% or so, over 90% to road system issues? I think probably yes, if you won't give the road system short shrift.
Mr. Strong, Kodiak residents voted by a large margin to legalize marijuana. What would you like to see in terms of commercial development of marijuana in Kodiak? And at the same time, there's a hard drug problem in Kodiak. How do you reconcile the two?
As a borough, as a community, we really are on a time crunch right here. The state's coming out with their regulations in November, and by January, if we don't pass a voter initiative or an ordinance to opt out of these commercial businesses, then marijuana businesses will be able to open up here in Kodiak, and they will be regulated not here, but out of Juneau.